You're moving mountain, and I believe. If you believe, raise those hands. You made a way.
When there was no way.
I believe.
I've seen you move. I see you move.
You're moving mountain. Back was against the wall, and I feel that thing it was over.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for Friday, thank you for Saturday, and thank you for this morning. Lord, thank you for what you started to do. Lord, we ask again, one more time, let your spirit descend upon us in a mighty way. Open the pages of the scriptures to us. Don't let it just let us. Let the spirit bat the word and bring life from your word unto us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can have your seat. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I've been doing a lot of introduction into the message from Friday. So today I won't do any introduction. I'm just going on. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Can you just stand up, everybody? I want us to just my own way now. Hallelujah. I have 15 minutes, but it's okay. The anointing is what got the job done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. When you touch somebody's head and then L4, L5 get healed, you know it's not man. You know it's not man. It's God. Isn't it? Now, everyone that come to give testimony of healing, they are not stupid. They are not foolish people. It's not that they don't understand what they are doing. Nobody paid them to do that. That's the anointing. Are you getting what I'm saying? And when you lift up Jesus, he will draw men to himself. And when 2, 3, 4, 5 people are on a row on a seat, And one of them give testimony that God touched him and he got healed. It means God is already in the neighborhood. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because if he's not in the neighborhood, he won't heal somebody on your seat, the same row. So all you need is to tap into it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is in the neighborhood. The power of God is in the house. The anointing of God is in the house. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not how much Bible we can preach. It's how much of God can we bring in. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, you still sing, but the anointing has started flowing. You understand what I'm saying? Now let's just, as you are staying, listen to the following words. If any one of them concern you, come to the front. There is somebody that is having, you may be online. If you are online, signify to them. So when I want to pray, I'll pray for you online. Anyone. Now, if you have a part of your face like this, half, both the head, the chin, plus a part of your head, from that side, you are feeling a sensation as if there is a movement here that is not here. And it's all half. That's symptom of paralysis or stroke, as if half of the body wants to go off. The Lord is healing you here in this meeting right now in the name of Jesus. There is somebody there that at your right leg. Now, very close to your private part, that right leg, there is a swelling going on there. The anointing of the Lord is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. There is somebody that is having the second, this is right, this is left, around your knee. You can't move properly with that leg because something affected your knees. The Lord is healing you now in the name of Jesus. There is somebody with a problem in your throat, so you can't eat well. So you have to be taking something that looks like liquid instead of your normal meal. The Lord is healing you now in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is searching a particular lady at your right breast. You've been feeling some lumps there. So this one is like it's growing more than this one. A growth is coming up there. Whatever is there, a lump or whatever, the anointing is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. There is somebody there that you have a problem with what they call tonsillitis inside your tongue. There is something there that is coming down that you don't. Some people cut it or they do some funny things about it and it's disturbing you from swallowing. The Lord is healing you there now in the name of Jesus. There is somebody that is having at the lower part of your abdomen, there is a pain that you can't sit down properly, or anytime you are trying to sit down, you feel it there. You don't want to go to hospital. It has not been diagnosed, but I know it's not something fine. It can lead to operation. I know it, but I don't want to call the name. But you feel that feeling and all that. The Lord is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You take that song again. Anyone that any of those things I mentioned concern you, come up. I have to touch you because the anointing that will get the job done is already here. But let's keep worshiping him. As we worship him, you know it touches whether one or two, you come. And if they signify over there, let me know. Okay? Online. I'm going to pray for them. But let's go on that song.
Alpha. We give you
worship Him. We worship Him. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy.
Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Please help me open other translations. I need them, especially the Message. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. He said, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves and of the store." When you say healing in his wings, if a bird were to flap his wings, you are talking about his hand, isn't it? Hello? As your wings are to you, so are, your hands are to you, so are his own wings. And then the tail of that wing is where the oil drips from. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the fingers is where that oil of anointing that comes with the Son of Righteousness, that they say has healing in his wings, that healing is in his hands. Praise God. That wings means the hand. Very good. This is the Message. "But for you, sunrise, the Son of Righteousness will dawn on those who honor my name." Healing what?
Radiation.
Healing what? Radiation. From his wings, you will be bursting with energy like love, frolicking and freezing. Now, there is radiation coming from fingers when it is being laid on your head. It's not ordinary. There is a supernatural anointing and the power of God, like rays of light, that come on you when hands are laid on you. So it's not ordinary hand. I don't lay ordinary hand on people. But you see, if you don't understand how anointing operates, you think they are just pushing your head. But the anointing has proved to you that he is here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not wasting time anymore. I just want to praise him. We just praise him for the one he has done. And then he started flowing in another dimension. Praise God. But I know him that when he has done something, don't say what he has done is little. Thank him for that. Bread of a little baby or a little child that came to Jesus' meeting was what they used to minister food for thousands. But somebody can say, "I want to feed thousands. You gave me a boy's meal. How can a boiled meal feed all these people?" But he thanked God for the little one, and then it multiplied. We are only thanking him for the one he has done. Is it him? But now he came in another dimension. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm only going to touch you. Praise God. When I touched that man a few days ago, I touched the head. I didn't touch L4, L5. But God knows where the sickness is in your body. He will locate it. It's, the anointing is search and destroy. Oh, get me? Kimogbe. Search and destroy. He will look for it. What's wrong in this body? When he find it, because the anointing destroys yokes. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So just a touch and we'll continue to flow. Maybe there's still more he wants to say. I don't know. But this is the one he has revealed. Okay? And I'm going to touch you. Just a touch. But it is not an ordinary touch. There's no way you can touch somebody in the head and L4, L5. Getting healed. Bone problem. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? When I went to a year to preach, it was Baptist church. And you know, Baptists, they don't flow too well with miracle. Their own is just everything logically. But in their own church, 32-year-old problem got solved because the anointing came. Praise God. And it was a bone structure, pelvic bone. The person has accident, and from the day of the accident, he has not been normal. But thank God, at least he did not die. Others die, so you manage with the one you have, since you didn't die. But that day, God removed the management so that I can be free. Restore health. Praise God. God will restore your health. Perfect health in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, can you push this a little backward so I can be free to... Thank you. Thank you, sir. You hold this for me. God bless you. So as maybe when I thought you move to that side, then the others can keep coming that way, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, the anointing that destroys yokes, that heals people from the source of the problem. When you spoke to the fig tree, it died from the roots. Now let every problem here today, let them die to their roots, wherever they are coming from. Let them die from that root in the name of Jesus. And every other symptom they have been feeling with before, disappear immediately in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. 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 To signify online, just place your hand on your head or wherever the sickness is in your body. As I pray here, the anointing reach you wherever you are in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone hearing the sound of my voice, wherever they are hearing from across the nations of the world, the anointing that destroys yokes, let it go forth right now. Like a wind, ruach, the power of God on the wings of the eagle, and touch them wherever they are now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. I didn't ask you to go. Let's go for one more. Hallelujah.
We give you
honor you, we recognize who you are in our midst, and we say, let the glory return back unto you for all that you have done and you will yet do in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can have your seats. Matthew chapter 15, from verse 21 to 29. Matthew 15. From 21 to 29. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for he cried after us. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence, and then came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up the mountain and sat down there. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want to read it from the Passion Translation. The Passion called it a Lebanese woman instead of a Canaanite woman. So he titled it Lebanese Woman's Faith. I want to read it from that translation. So Jesus left and went north into the non-Jewish region of Lebanon, because Tyre and Sidon are both cities of Lebanon. He encountered there a Canaanite woman. This is a Canaanite merchant woman. And Canaan includes the region of the modern-day Lebanon. Canaanites refer to a non-Jewish person who lived in that region. It was in this very region that the Old Testament woman named Jezebel established Baal worship in those days. Now Jesus heals a woman and brings her into true worship of the true God from a Jezebelic town. Praise God. Now, this woman screamed out to him and said, Lord, son of David, show mercy to me. My daughter is horribly afflicted by a demon that has affected her. But Jesus never answered her. So his disciples said to him, why do you ignore this woman who is crying to us? The disciples kept begging Jesus to send her away. And Jesus said, I've only been sent to the lost sheep of Israel. But she came and bowed down before him again and said, Lord, help me. And Jesus responded, it's not right for a man to take bread from his children and then throw it out to the dogs. Jesus uses a figure of speech and describes the people of Israel as children, and then as Jews, they view other people that are not Jews, they view them as dogs. And the woman said, you are right, Lord. She replied, but even puppies get to eat the crumbs that fall from the prince's table. Then Jesus answered her, dear woman, your faith is strong. What you desire will be done for you. And at that very moment, her daughter was instantly set free from demonic torment. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, in the latter part of my closing meeting with you, we have seen the hand of God in here. But today I want to minister for those who probably are not here, but they are connected to us. Maybe your friend, maybe your mom, maybe your dad, maybe your relative, or somebody you know, that if you have been here, you should have gotten a tap into what God is doing right now. Now that's the kind of what I want to finish all the 3 days with. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, I was telling you that if there's anybody that's in need of fruit of the womb or any healing that you desire for them, bring what? I said, you bring handkerchief. So I can pray on that, and then God will do a transfer of anointing power through that handkerchief to whosoever need it. But where I just read to you now, you know what happened there? A woman came to Jesus. It was not the woman that was sick. Am I right? No. She just came to make a request for a daughter who couldn't come. Maybe because the sickness was so severe or whatever, couldn't carry the daughter to the meeting. Right? And he now came and said, Jesus, please have mercy on me. I have a daughter who is not just sick, natural sickness. He's been afflicted. Hallelujah. Afflicted by demons. When your sickness is organic, you can take medicine. But when your sickness is demonic, medicine has lost its ability. Praise God. You know why? Stethoscope can't see demons. They can only see germs, microbes, virus, bacteria. They can see all those things, and they know how to handle them. They can cage them. They can arrest them. Are you getting what I'm saying? But when the thing is beyond science, then come to church. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't go to them. They will use you for experiment, but they won't have solution. They will have a name for it, or they may create one big name. They easily know how to make name, you know. Can get you a name for it. Schistosomiasis. Schistosoma. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? But you know that what is troubling you is not schisto anything. It's trouble of the night. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Praise God. All right. So, this woman came to Jesus, and on getting to Jesus, she laid the problem. Jesus was not even answering her. And somebody might feel that, why is this man ignoring me? Anything that is an obstruction to your miracle, don't let it bother you. Face what you come to church to receive. We may be many on the line, but all of us may not come by faith. Somebody just want to say, okay, they say we should come. See, put your hands up. Is that okay? Is that all right? And it's good. He didn't come with faith at all. He's not expecting anything. But somebody has been praying. Somebody has spent so much money. Somebody is desperately in need of God. The way the person will come is not the way the other person is coming. Praise God. Smith Kuswat, a great anointed man of God, got to a place, traveled all across from one country to another, and then got to where he was to minister to somebody that was sick. When he got to the house, this man, the woman is a very rich woman. On that sick bed, he's commanding, bring me this, bring me that. As soon as Smith entered the place and said, you are enjoying the sickness. I don't think you need healing. Just walk away. He came from another country to come, because they call him, you are not telling me, come and help us pray for this person. So he came in those days by train. So he got there. But the way, look at the way the woman is enjoying, no problem. You don't need healing. Be enjoying. But when somebody is desperate, especially when there is no hope anywhere, then you come to God with utmost faith. This woman knows that nobody can cast out devil from her daughter. Praise God. So she came to Jesus. So when Jesus was saying, ignoring, not talking, she still kept on asking. When Jesus would talk, what she said, what Jesus said was not so palatable. If you are not going to heal me, why are you calling me doctor? Somebody can feel like that. Am I talking? Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you cannot heal me, don't insult me. How can you call me dog? Do I have tail? Praise God. You understand me? But the woman forgot those things. These are minor. My daughter is in problem. He says, sir, you talk about dog. Let's analyze dog. There are different kinds of dogs. There are outside dogs. There are inside dogs. Don't consider my own to be outside dogs. Those are wild ones. Consider me to be puppies inside the house. And when rich people are eating, they have bread and good food on the table for their children. I understand that. I'm not a child. You know, I'm not born again like you people. I'm from Lebanon, Lebanese. But then I know you have power to help me. Please help me. When you have finished serving the children food, out of the food, bread, you mention bread, that's okay. But bread have crumbs. Praise God. Slice will be for children. But crumbs that fall to the ground. In fact, if a child pick it, mommy will beat him. How can you be picking crumbs on the floor? Come on. Take your slice. Yes. But the one there, when dogs begin to pick it, nobody will say, dog, why are you eating it? That's your aim. Praise God. So what he demanded was crumbs. Excuse me. If crumb anointing can heal demonically afflicted daughter, crumbs, how much more you that you are a daughter of Abraham in the house of God, where you come to worship God regularly, God is your father, he is your healer, Jesus is the healer, and you are a member of his family. If he can give it to unbelievers outside, why will he not give it to you? In fact, he can give it to you crossing your leg on your seat. Praise God. And receiving it by your faith. Praise God. Because it's your portion. Because you belong to the family. But even those who are not members of the family. I went to somewhere to preach. If you are going to Shogbo from Ilesha, there's a road that goes from Ilesha to Shogbo. There's a village there. What's the name of the village? Irekpodo or something. I went there to minister. Inside Jungle Village. Right? And then people were coming each day for different kind of salvation, healing. And there was this Muslim. I didn't know was a Muslim. Belongs to another religion. That doesn't concern me. Open here, crusade is for everybody. So, but she was, the way he came and I wanted to pray for him, he was smelling. He's been wee-weeing and poo-pooing on the same spot. That means bedridden. So they brought him to the meeting. During salvation, he came out. During healing, he's still sitting in the front, so I can easily touch his head while he's seated there, and I continue. The next day, the program did continue. It was the first attempt to get there. Before I came, because I stayed in an hotel in Oshogbo from Oshogbo, I'll be coming for that meeting every day. Before I got there, he was already sitting in front. This time, nobody carried him. He had been able to walk by himself and then came to the meeting. Thank God. Praise the Lord. So it was there, and that day was the final day. The next day is going to be it's the final night. The next one is going to be Sunday service. And on Sunday service, the man did not show up. So the church people now said, the church leader said, you should not have prayed for that man. We know he's not going to come. Now you pray, the person is ill and he didn't attend church. What's the... What? I said, sorry, it's not my fault. Oh, it is God. Oh. It is God who healed the person now. I only lay hand. Praise God. He said, boy, he's a Muslim. I didn't change. I didn't come. I said, wait a minute. You are quickly looking for the result of what happened. God is done like you. If there are people helping that man to take poo-poo and urine. If the man is not born again, those children will be born again. Because they knew the religion we were following and they knew the one that healed our dad. So even if the dad is still... God knows how to touch everybody who was witness to it. Praise God. But something happened yesterday, you want something to happen the next day. It doesn't work that way. Just leave the matter to God. God knows how to handle everything. God does not reap in the same day he sows. He can keep reaping in that same place for many years. So it's not, God is not in a hurry. Your faith, you must add patience to it. Praise God. But what is my point? It's not because that person knows Jesus more than other people. No, just came for a meeting. But God, who is the one demonstrating his own power, has no limit. Praise God. And that God touched him. Now, if God can touch an unbeliever outside, what about you? A person came to Archbishop Benson Dawsa's meeting in Nigeria here many years ago in Ibadan and was staying outside the stadium. And people inside the stadium were healed and getting saved and they were rejoicing. And the anointing left stadium. The anointing came to outside stadium. You were just there so that I can collect money from those who are going in and come. It didn't come for crusade. But this is a place with great population. So at least some of them can give us money. That's all he came for. He became healed and he got annoyed. Ha! Hey, who said they should heal me now? Oh God, why do you... Hey, money don't finish. Who will give me money again? That means he likes money more than healing.
And still God heal him. If God will vouchsafe his grace for people just like that, how much more you, a daughter of Zion, a son on the house, a member of his family, he will do much more for you than he will do for them. Praise God. Are you hearing me? So this woman got into the heart of God by saying, it doesn't matter what you have said, I still need my miracle for the daughter. And God did wonder for that woman. He said, your faith is strong. I push you, but you're not pushing away. I think I like that kind of faith. All right, it is whatsoever you desire now, God has granted you. You can go home, your child is okay. And the Bible says, the very same moment that Jesus spoke that word, over there, many miles away, the daughter has been okay. By the time she got home, the daughter was already okay. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is no limit to what God can do, and he has shown us some samples. But we want to take it beyond today, so that if there is anyone that ought to be here and has not been here, the power of God can still reach them. I gave one testimony when I was ministering to people that came on Saturday morning. I gave a testimony to one of them. I said, many years ago, over here in Oshobo, there was an all-night program that somebody invited me. I was a missionary in a village. Immediately I finished university education, I didn't work, just like my friend had said. I just went all out for preaching. Give me any book, I can't read anymore. My head, I'm not thinking of reading, I'm thinking of preaching. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? So where I did my own primary assignment was inside that village. Because I'm too old to serve. Age, don't cut ya, be careful. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I got there. Then some of my friends that went to serve, they came back and then started a church in Oshobo town. So I went there to preach for them. And the power of God came, my brother. All we need is his power. It is by grace. Nobody has gotten anything except that which God has given to him. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I was preaching an all-night meeting. I don't know whether that hotel is still in Oshobo now. Terminus Hotel. Long time. That hotel was there. So we're using a part of the place for that meeting. Because the pastor has not gotten a place to use for church. So he has to rent a hotel. So all night, just like you are seated and I'm talking to you, around where this man is now, or maybe where you have all those ceiling or whatever, or around that place you have the fan, like angels, five of them were suspended there, each one carrying a baby. Praise God. I could see it. I was not sleeping. You can't be preaching and sleeping. So it's not that night vision. It was an open vision. Wow. So I said, I can't stop the preaching. I said, excuse me. And you're no sorrow. Everybody will say, is anything wrong with the man of God? So a man is a complex being. I was preaching. At the same time, my spirit was asking questions. Please, God, what minute this? And God was replying me. Don't you see they have children in their hand? They have come to give people who are in need of fruit of the womb, babies. So you just pray for them. Okay. I said, that means when I finish message. I said, not when you finish. Now. So I stopped the message. I said, please, God wants to do something special. Now, anybody that is in need of fruit of the womb, can you come out? God has come specially for you. But I didn't tell them I have seen an angel. No, everybody will be scared. All right, they came out. I know about five were there. The people that came out were more than five. So I prayed for all of them. And then I continued my preaching. By the time I look up again, I saw one was still there. We have prayed now. So what are you still doing? Then I got him a reply. God said, there is somebody that angel is meant for. He didn't come to church. But God knows that this is his church. So God knows your location. He will bring your location to meet you in your location. May you never be missing on your seat the day God comes for you. There is a day God will come for you. He knows you always come to church. But he has not come for you. Everybody are getting their miracle. He has not come. The day he will come for you, your name will be at the back of the envelope they are bringing from heaven. They know your address. They know your seat. So they are ready to deliver your message. So I said, but people that came were more than five. No, the person that God sent that angel to, the angel know the person. Praise God. So what do I do? God said, well, you guys are in the New Testament. You are enjoying grace. So if you can get two or three to pray, we can still pray for her. She can still get the miracle. I said, hey. Okay, pastor, this is your church. This is not my church. I came to preach for you. Do you have any of your members that's supposed to be here that's not been around through this program? And then you know that what she's been looking for is the fruit of the womb. Say, sure, Mrs. So-so-so. I didn't see, I know he's supposed to be here. Then another lady stood up and said, she used to bring me with her vehicle. She's a rich woman. They don't have any problem except looking for a child. And the day that God came for, she was not around. Said, so she came with public vehicle today because the woman said she's not going to all night. Okay. But I cannot say I don't know that that's the only thing she has been looking for from God. All right. So the two of them came out. We agreed together. Father, forgive this woman. Oh, the day you came for her, she was absent. Please, God, have mercy. We're not in the Old Testament. Oh, we're in the New Testament. Grace, grace, grace. Mercy. And God said, no problem. So finished the prayer. The angel left. So I surely know that the angel was not going to heaven. Was going to the woman's house. She must know the house now. But they didn't send her to the house. They sent her to church. It's that prayer now of mercy that now changed location to the house. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the woman got the miracle she was looking for. She became pregnant and she had her child just like every other person. Give Jesus a clap of hands. But apart from that, you know what happened? Next year, I was in that meeting again. And then this woman came, just wrote a little note. So I want to thank God for what God did during that period of meeting. And then by the time we look at it, a plot of land was what she gave to the man of God and said, this is the only thing I can use to thank God. The plot of land, I told you we do meeting in Terminus, is in Coca-Cola area of Oshobo. Just go deep down somewhere, you are going to meet the... And that's how that place was where the church eventually built their church on in the land. But all other people that got it easy, we didn't see them. The woman that got it by whatever, was the one that really appreciated God more than anybody. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's the mercy of God. Okay? But that makes me to understand that the supernatural power of God has no limit. And I told you I was ministering in Ibadan. Open Air Crusade. Okay? What's the name of that place? Very close to UI. I don't know that, but they call it amusement park. That was where we used. And somebody was connecting from Dublin. Who needs the fruit of the womb? Watching Facebook. And got the miracle. She is the man. The wife was not there. He had to travel across continent because I said, under 14 days, you must reach the person that needs the miracle. Praise God. And then she traveled to meet the wife. And that was all. That was November. By February, they called me. They were doing scan in preparation for another surgery. They have done two surgeries without a child. Not that surgery to bring out the child, surgery to clean the place for a child to stay. Praise God. But when the miracle came, the miracle did not ask, is there any fibroid there? Is there any tissue, anything the devil like and put there? God has put his own. Praise God. And they gave birth to the child. Simple. Praise God. You understand what I'm saying? But they were just hearing. They are not physically present like you. Today, God will bless you in the name of Jesus. The supernatural power of God is already in our midst. No doubt. That's why I started by making you to understand that if he has healed somebody on your row, it means God is in your neighborhood. All you need is to connect with him. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not far away anymore. It's close by. Praise God. Stand up. We are praying. Thank you, Jesus. Are you hearing me today? If you have come with any peculiar or special kind of need, sickness, infirmity, disease, don't hesitate to allow God to touch you here today. And not only that, if I get to you, I want to pray for you, and you are standing in for somebody, then bring something, an handkerchief or whatever, clothes that I can pray on. But the instruction for the handkerchief is that it must get to the person before 2 weeks. Somebody called me from Canada yesterday. Said you were praying for people, and you tell, I was hearing and watching online from Canada. And you said that those who contact the anointing or something, they should send it to us. I'm in Canada. Because of this COVID, the thing can't reach me in 14 days. So I said, hey. So what are we going to do? Ah.
I said, okay, but you are the person who needs now. You are the one calling me. Eh, let me pray for you now. I said, okay, okay, I think I like that. Praise God. So I now pray for the person. So if there's anybody outside the country and you are logging on, you don't need any handkerchief. You're already logging on. So I just pray. But by the time I pray, and people are stretching out their hand, you stretch your own. By the time I finish praying, you put it in your otiflonia. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? All right. So my time is almost gone. But what I want you to do is, if you have anything, not those who have come already. Some people have come because the anointing was just mentioned in your case. But in case your case was not mentioned, and you still have one thing or the other you want God to touch you about, I want you to come. But if you are coming for the fruit of the womb for somebody else, when I see a handkerchief in your hand, I will understand. So I'll pray for you differently. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we just wave our hand? Let's just thank him. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. As you begin to thank him, you have any issue you want God to still touch you for, can you just step forward? Our time is gone, but we have judiciously spent the time in his presence. It's just a touch. We don't need any big thing, but a touch. The woman touched the hem of the garment and something happened. That woman touched the hem of the garment and something happened. And what happened was super. Hallelujah. God is going to touch somebody here today. And not only here. I don't usually start with the issue of something that is far. I like to start with something we can see. So that already we have faith based on the one we can see that happened in our presence. Then we can move to the one we cannot see. Somebody that is in somewhere else. But if you start with somebody somewhere else, people feel that if this thing is working, why don't you do the one we can see here? You are talking of somebody in Canada. Praise God. So all you need is a touch. You understand? And I've explained enough, so I'm not going to waste time on that. But once I see a handkerchief in your hand, I know you are standing for somebody. So I just pray on the handkerchief. Praise God. The power of God knows no limit. And it's going to touch anyone, anywhere, wherever they need it. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Everybody just stay where you are. I want to pray a general prayer. After that, I will only touch you one by one. Father, in the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows. Whether of beings in heaven, beings on earth, or beings under the earth. Wherever the source of the problems are, whether on earth here, or from the deep down in hell, or from the demonic powers in the heavenlies, on water or wherever, as I stand in my authority as you have called me today, I ask every demon and every power and principality behind any sickness, disease, infirmity, or lack of conception, or lack of children, whatever devil is behind it, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bible says, spirits are subject unto me in your name. And I command them to become subject to the authority of the name of Jesus now in Jesus' name. Not only that, anyone you have bound, and that bondage is the reason for the infirmity or sickness, today, they are all loosed in the name of Jesus. And once you are loosed, whatsoever sickness that's hold you before, you become free from them in the name of Jesus. The devil is the one that put people in prison and never want to open their prison. But we don't knock the door before we enter because God has given us the key that can open every door, even the one that the devil closed. Those doors are open for you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. You told us in the scripture, you said, they may not see wind, they may not see rain, yet the valley will be filled. There may be no sperm, there may be no egg, but baby will come. In the name of Jesus, there may be no womb at all, but once God is involved, baby will come. In the name of Jesus, there may be nothing to say this is the only reason why we still have a little hope that something can happen. When all hope is lost, show forth yourself as the hope of the world in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. In Jesus' name, receive. In Jesus' name, be healed. Jesus' name, receive. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, receive.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Receive. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Let's be fast. Let's be fast. Be healed in Jesus' name.
Be healed
in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Receive in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, you're healed. In Jesus' name, you're healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. Heal in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, be healed. Jesus' name. Everything we desire of you, spoken to you, now let it be done in the name of Jesus. As though you are there yourself, let there be this transfer in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, I pray. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. Jesus' name, be healed. Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus. 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 Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus. Be healed in Jesus. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus. 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 Be healed, be healed in Jesus. Be healed in Jesus. Be healed in Jesus. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus. Be healed in Jesus. Be healed in Jesus. Be healed in Jesus. Be healed in Jesus.
Shore, emiti fowoka, isheti ashore,
Heavenly Father, we thank you for that which you have done in our midst today. It shall be permanent in Jesus' name. Let's put our hands together for the Lord.